Cardiff.
Hi, I was calling for Ruben.
Yes, he's calling, please.
Hi, Ruben. This is Adam Colgan from On the Green.
Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Living the dream. It's nice.
that's good.
Something like that. Nice to meet you. Let me bring up your account. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Of course. Sorry, it's going to take me a minute. Okay, bear with me. Almost there. My system's just a little slow. And you're working with Zach Miller here, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. All right, got it. Perfect. So I think there's just a little confusion on the ownership structure of the business. Let me just kind of jump into it. Could I also ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes and also ask me any questions that when you, should they come up?
Okay.
Perfect. So the first question I just want to make sure is, do you have the specific equipment picked out that you want to finance?
Yes, that was provided to Zach in a proposal or estimate from the company that we're gonna, the store that we're gonna buy the equipment from.
Okay. And is that equipment in stock or do they have to obtain it?
No, most of the equipment is they get it within a few days, within 1 week.
Okay.
So it's not in stock.
And I understand there's multiple pieces of this equipment. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Cool. And you know, as I look at these items, you know a lot more about your business than I do. So can you tell me what this equipment does for your business? Are these
I own a lawn maintenance company. So grass cutting and fertilizing is a big part of our business and what we do. So that equipment, it needs to be very reliable. And we send crews out every day, you know, between like 3 and 4 crews that maintain properties. So every 3 years, we take that equipment, 3 to 4 years, we're at 4 years right now, that we're going to be taking the equipment that we own, we sell it, and then flip it and purchase new equipment. So we have updated and, you know, just more reliable
gotcha.
Mowers and fertilizers and spreaders and things like that.
Okay. By getting this equipment, this new equipment, how does it help increase your revenues?
Well, it's all about production. So it's all about, you know, time tracking and how efficient we are and no downtime. I mean, downtime is a big takeaway from our bottom line. So when we have equipment break or, you know, crews that have to stop because they lose equipment or it slows them down, that takes away from our profits. So that's why we do this. Yeah.
Understood. Okay. Perfect. And then second question for you, as I just rolling through this, are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, I it's a S corporation, and I have 100% ownership.
Okay, and just to confirm, I don't know, just to share with you, your credit score right now is a 660 off Experian. I think one of the issues that I think was causing some confusion for the credit officer, and I can jump right into it, was this. So we take a look at both the personal and business credit. The funding
okay.
you do does not go on your personal credit. So you're not going to see a monthly payment on your personal credit when you go to buy for any more debt, whether it be a house or a car or a credit line. However, on your business credit report, there is some referencing showing that there's someone named Don Colgan who somehow guaranteed some business debt, which does that sound accurate? In the past, she might have signed for any loan for the business?
Yes, I think that she possibly could have.
Okay. And so what we have a few ways we can handle this, whatever's, you know, best by you. So in terms of if we're fine, obviously adding more signers is better, but we're not here to push that issue. Are you comfortable with her signing, or do you just only want to have your signature on this loan?
It's, you know, Dawn is my wife and,
okay.
and she's also an employee of the company.
Okay.
So, she's an office administrator. I mean, she handles a lot of the, you know, the bookkeeping and things like that. So it's not that I mind adding her. It's just that I prefer not to, because she's not a percent owner of the business. She's an employee.
Okay.
And I just think that structurally, it's probably not a good idea to do that. So I'd rather not.
Okay. Know? Yeah. And when are you looking to make this purchase?
Depending on the end of the year, we do a third quarter review with our accountant. We'll either do it in the fall or right after the beginning of the year. So it'll either be, you know, later in November or sometime right after January 1st.
Oh, so this is not really an immediate purchase. This is maybe a few months out.
No, we're planning ahead, right? We're planning ahead. So this is something that we don't need to do right away, but you know, we might in the next 1 to 3 months, I would say.
Okay. And then the second question I would have is, assuming we approved, or Bank of Cardiff approved, the full amount, is there any monthly payment that you've estimated for this transaction, like a budget?
$1,600.
$1,600.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the vendor, have you worked with them multiple times?
Yes. Yeah, the vendor that we buy from, we've been buying from for years. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a few things I'd like to see to get from you to hopefully get you, you know, the best approvals possible and help your business out and earn your business at the same time. The first thing is, can we get over a K-1? If we can get a K-1 that verifies you own the whole business, that'd probably be helpful without pressing the bond issue. Once I get it, since you're in no rush, that actually enables me to kind of take the time and not rush an approval. I'll take it. I'll get back to you tomorrow on what we can do in terms of approval terms. And then, you know, go over some options with you. We offer 2 through 5 year terms. And then just to also confirm, you are wanting us to potentially finance the taxes here too, on the equipment. Is that correct?
We didn't plan on separating it. No.
Okay.
I mean, if that it wouldn't matter either way. I mean, we could either finance it or, you know, if that makes a difference, it doesn't matter.
Okay. The other thing that I would kind of go over, and it's completely fine. Are you applying for multiple loans at this time? Where do you traditionally do your equipment financing?
No, we typically do it through PNC.
Okay.
Who's our main bank.
When have you recently financed with them? I see there's a UCC from a few years back, but I don't know if you've worked with them recently.
Yeah. Well, that's the loan that we're getting ready to flip.
Okay.
So the balance of the equipment loan that we have with them right now, I think, is paid off in the beginning of 2017. But we still have all those assets in hand. So what we do is we plan on, and I talked to Zach a little bit about this, is that the goal of the loan is that we take the assets that we have, we sell them as used equipment, and pay off that loan.
Okay.
At the end of a certain period. So we kind of did it at 4 years this time. Next time we plan on doing it at 3 years, because it just, as far as maintenance and repairs, it didn't work out so well. So
okay. If you can get the bank statements over to me, I mean, I'm sorry, not the bank statements, if you can get the K-1 over to me, it'll enable me to kind of see a few avenues, but also let me take the opportunity to kind of go over some what I view are some realistic expectations. Not here to beat you up. Obviously, our goal is to get you the best approval possible, but also set very realistic ideas. I'm sure you do the same with your customers, correct?
Right.
A payment of $1,600 a month, I think, is conservatively very, very low based on the credit history and the amount financed. What did you previously finance with PNC? Was it a similar dollar amount, or was it a
smaller? Yeah, it was about $80,000. I think it was $78,000, and the term was 60 months.
Okay, and what's your monthly payment on that?
$1,600.
PNC Bank, and that's who you work with on a day-to-day basis, correct?
That's right.
So, and I don't like to kind of beat around any bush. If they are willing to extend credit to you, they might offer a more competitive offer based on that history. So while we'll try to get you the best approval possible, I don't think we would be in that $1,600 mark, just to be frank with you. We would be higher just due to some of the credit risk that we're perceiving.
Okay.
I can get final
numbers from... The main thing that we would want to know is interest rate. I mean, what would be... Because that's what I talked to Zach about initially, was interest rate, and that's kind of what drew us to talk to Cardiff, was because of what he told us on interest. So what would be a realistic outcome on interest rate?
Well, I guess what I would tell you is this. When you applied with PNC Bank, that was in 2012, correct?
That's right.
All right. So, and like I said, my goal is not to kind of rub you the wrong way, just to give you the basic data that I'm seeing. So when you apply with them, I'm assuming you had really, really strong personal credit. Is that accurate?
Well, I had better credit. We did a short sale. Personally, we did a short sale in between 2012 and now.
Yeah. And that was probably after you applied for the loan. Is that correct?
That was after we applied for the loan. Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
So basically the discrepancy here is when you applied for the loan, you had probably very, very, and it's not that you have bad credit. A lot of people had short sales. It's better to do that than doing a foreclosure. It's really what happened during the recession. But really when you applied for that loan, my assumption is your credit score was very, very high. And you probably got a rate in the low single digits. Right now, because of those issues, there's a lot more risk on that file. And so in terms of rates and terms, I'll get you everything tomorrow. I'm not going to give you a number because I don't have it right now, but I'm going to give you some ideas tomorrow. But I'm not in sales like Zach, so I'd actually encourage you to apply with PNC to see what they can do for you, because they might just be able to redo your transaction and give you a better loan than an outside financing company.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I didn't want to waste anybody's time, but like I said, when I talked to Zach, I mean, he told me that, and I'm aware of the credit history. I mean, I know that. I mean, other than the short sale, I don't think I really have anything. I mean, I might. I know that banks get pretty particular on little items as well, but I mean, we don't have anything major, and the short sale was intentional. It wasn't, you know, it's because we were moving. We purchased another home, and the only way to sell that one because of the negative equity was to short sale it, so it wasn't something that was forced or you know, involuntary. We intentionally did it. So,
yeah. I understand. Yeah. To answer your question, in terms of interest rates, mm-hmm. we rarely see a deal where someone comes into us and we get them a better rate than, or we get them a worse rate than they've been provided. We understand the marketplace. Bank of Carter's been around for 12 years. We have very, very competitive products. We have great reviews. But at the same time, we're realistic with our customers. We're not kind of dancing around issues. You probably will get a higher, you know, with PNC, I'm assuming their rate was probably around 4 or 5% when you did your loan. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was between 6 and 8.
Okay. And so a lot of banks have, now we're not going to say your rate's 30%, but in terms of a monthly payment, which I think these transactions all come down to, there is a slightly, you're going to pay above $1,600 most likely, and I'll get you final numbers tomorrow, simply because of the risk category you're going to fall into. One thing that'd be helpful for me to actually get you the best terms is this. Can you send me over, do you have just the full tax return? Because I just have the first two pages. Do you have the full tax return?
Yeah, I mean, right. The corporate, the 2016 corporate, sure, I can send you the full return.
If you can send that full return and also the profit and loss year to date for 2016, it'd be great. That'd help us get you the best possible approval.
Okay.
Next question I have for you. In addition to equipment financing, for a lot of landscape companies, we provide what are called working capital loans, which are large unsecured cash loans based off your sales volume. They're great for seasonal businesses. A lot of businesses don't really know this product exists. Are you looking for any capital right now?
No, not at the time.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. I'll have Zach look out for your email, and I'll touch base with you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.